排队的时间实在是有点长。
The waiting time is really too long.
我给大家讲一讲美国媒体的一些故事吧。
I'd like to tell you some stories about the American media.
如果国家是一条航行在大海上的船，
If a country is like a ship sailing on the sea,
那么记者就是站在船头的瞭望者。
Then the reporter is like a lookout standing at the bow of the ship.
如果您觉得这句话呢比较的虚幻，
If you find this statement to be very unrealistic,
那么您看一看美国媒体是如何通过辱美的形式来引导这个国家前行的。
So, take a look at how the American media is guiding the country forward through the Northwood Redemption form.
那么美国有没有辱美的概念呢？
Does the United States have a concept of beauty?
我们看一看。
Let's take a look.
从1851年一直到2026年。
From 1851 to 2026.
他们最著名的四家报纸，《纽约时报》。
Their four most famous newspapers are the New York Times,
华盛顿邮报，
Washington Post,
洛杉矶时报，
Los Angeles Times,
华尔街日报都干了啥？
What did Wall Street do?
如果您愿意去图书馆翻阅这些报纸的合订本，
If you're willing to go to the library to review these bound copies of the newspapers,
您会神奇地发现，
You will be amazed to find that
从1851年开始，
Starting from 1851
一直到今天，
Until today,
美国一直在搬起石头砸自己的脚。
The United States has been smashing its own shoes with stones.
全是负能量。
All negative.
从一个衰落走向另外一个衰落。
From one decline to another.
更为神奇的是，
Surprisingly,
美国新闻界最高荣誉是普利策奖。
The Pulitzer Prize is the highest honor in the American journalism industry.
还每年都给这些个负能量。
They are also negatively affected every year.
新闻颁奖，我随便翻几条啊。
News awards, I just want to flip a few.
历年获奖新闻的标题。
Yearly award-winning news headlines.
您来判断他们是否有资格领奖。
You need to determine if they meet the eligibility criteria.
2001年。
2001,
独家报道奖的获得者是《纽约时报》。
Exclusive reporting award winner is the New York Times.
标题是关于美国税法体系中的不公正和漏洞。
The title is about the unfairness and loopholes in the U.S. tax system.
2002年的调查报道奖的获得者是《华盛顿邮报》。
The recipient of the 2002 Investigative Reporting Award is the Washington Post.
标题是关于华盛顿特区忽视儿童保护。
The title is about the neglect of child protection in Washington, D.C.
导致200多名儿童死亡事件。
Caused the death of over 200 children.
2003年的调查报道奖的获得者是《纽约时报》，标题是关于美国精神病人遭受虐待的报告。
The winner of the 2003 Survey Report Award is the New York Times Report, which is about the abuse of mentally ill patients in the United States.
2006年国内报道奖是《纽约时报》，标题是关于美国国安局的窃听事件。
The 2001 Domestic Reporting Award was a New York Times article about the NSA's eavesdropping scandal. 2009,
突发新闻奖是《纽约时报》，标题是关于纽约州长嫖娼的报道。
Breaking news, the New York Times headline is about New York Governor Pataki.
2012年公共服务奖是费城问询报，标题是关于费城地区学校暴力事件的报道。
The 2012 Public Service Lecture in Philadelphia was a report on school violence in the Philadelphia area.
2014年
，2014，
公共服务奖是华盛顿邮报。
The Public Service Award is awarded by the Washington Post.
标题是关于美国国家安全局监控。
The title is about the National Security Agency's surveillance.
也就是棱镜门事件。
That is the Prison Gate Incident.
2017年的国内报道奖是华盛顿邮报，标题是关于时任总统川普慈善捐助的疑点。
In 2017, domestic reports mentioned that the Washington Post published an article with the title about the doubts surrounding former President Trump's charitable donations.
2019年解释性报道奖是《纽约时报》，标题是关于时任总统川普逃税的报道。
In 2019, the New York Times published an article titled Trump's Tax Evasion.
2021年公共服务奖是《纽约时报》，标题是关于新冠流行中种族问题与政府失职丑闻。
The 2021 Public Service Award was a New York Times article about racial issues and government misconduct during the COVID-19 pandemic. 2022,
公共服务奖是华盛顿邮报。
The Washington Post is a public service.
标题是关于美国国会暴乱事件的报道。
The title is about a report on the U.S. Capitol riot.
2023年调查性报道奖是华尔街日报。
In 2023, the investigative report was published by the Wall Street Journal.
标题是有关50个联邦机构官员之间。
The title is about 50 federal agency officials.
财务利益冲突。
Financial conflicts of interest.
揭露了他们利用机构职权。
Exposed their use of institutional power.
在股票交易和破坏公共利益中违法违规的行为。
Legal and unethical behavior in stock trading and damaging public interests.
可以说啊
Sure.
美国报纸是毫不负责任的。
American newspapers are irresponsible.
完全忽视了报纸。
Completely ignored the newspaper.
应该引导民众树立正确的价值观。
Should guide the public to establish correct values.
世界观和人生观
Worldview and outlook on life
有些人一定会想
Some people will definitely think
这帮人一定是为了追逐利益肆意的报道
These people must be reporting out of greed
美国的种种阴暗面
The various dark sides of the United States
使得美国民众始终生活在报纸和媒体营造的阴暗之中
To keep the American people always living in the darkness created by newspapers and media,
以致时不时出现枪击性的报复社会的恶性事。
This will lead to the occasional occurrence of violent retaliatory behavior.
事件，一大堆流浪汉。
A large group of homeless people,
对人生失去了目标，吸毒。
Lost purpose in life, drug abuse.
抢劫泛滥
Robbery rampant
导致社会动荡
Caused social unrest
人民恐慌
People panic
归根结底
Ultimately
这些媒体完全是逐臭之祸
These media are completely full of garbage
也一定是拿了境外的恶势力
It must also be the result of external forces
或许是卢布
Maybe it's the ruble.
或许是其他的币种。
Maybe it's another currency.
否则他们为啥能够如此不遗余力地抹黑自己的美国呢
?Otherwise, why could they be so relentless in smearing their own America?
那么以抹黑美国为使命的普利策奖到底是个什么属性呢
?So, what kind of entity is the Pulitzer Prize, which is dedicated to smearing the United States?
在美国啊
In the United States,
普利策奖不仅仅是荣誉的象征
The Pulitzer Prize is not just a symbol of honor.
更是新闻与艺术的价值标尺。
This is also a benchmark for the value of news and art.
从揭露黑幕的调查报道。
From investigative reports exposing corruption,
到革新形式的文学创作。
to the core form of literary creation.
其历史贯穿了美国社会的进步与震荡。
Its history spans the progress and turmoil of American society.
也为全球文化界树立了追求卓越与社会责任的标杆。
It also sets a benchmark for the global cultural community to pursue excellence and social responsibility.
正如普利策所言，
As Pulitzer said,
如果国家是一条航行在大海上的船，新闻记者就是站在船头的瞭望者。
If a country is a ship sailing on the sea, then a journalist is like the lookout standing at the bow.
这一精神至今激励着无数美国媒体从业者。
This spirit continues to inspire countless American media professionals.